Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys, I hope you guys are doing good today. So I wanted to come on camera and talk about a viral video that I had posted on my Instagram page yesterday. It went viral over the weekend, and several of you guys sent me the video. And when I watched it, when I tell you, my mouth dropped, okay? Now, before I even get into the video, let me say this. I understand battle rap, you know, quote-unquote culture, and the fact that being nasty and demeaning to each other, you know, in the ways of the battle rap culture is even considered a culture. Honey, it just boggles the mind, but that's, you know, I'll talk about that later on in the commentary. You know, this whole battle rap culture. So, you know, for the most part, I understand it. I understand it's about going below the belt. You know, we all know people who have talked about people's dead mothers and, you know, miscarriages and, you know, dead boyfriends and all types of, you know, just low vibrational shit. I'm aware of that, okay? But what I saw in yesterday's battle rap that went viral, that was probably the most low vibrational, most gutter, just so derogatory, you know, rhymes I've ever heard. It disturbed my spirit. Like, it was like literally a stab to the gut listening to these words. It's one thing to go in on your opponent's, you know, dark-skinned daughter's skin tone, something that she can't help. But then it's another thing to then take it a step further by sexualizing a six-year-old child and talking about, you know, raping and pimping her out. So this entire battle is really disturbing. If you're easily triggered, you may want to fast forward it. But I'm going to go ahead and play it for you guys. You guys go ahead and check this out, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Let's get personal, my nigga. Look at your daughter and look at my daughter.
Okay.
No, for real. Look at your daughter and look at my daughter. Fuck that. Look at our baby mamas. Your baby mama black. My baby mama strapped, light skin, cute as shit. Your baby mama's this. That means pop. You're a rapper. Your daughter's future's going to be ludicrous. Now, when I tell you this, I'm not trying to hate, but every time I put up a picture on Facebook of my daughter, she get like 500 likes. Every time you put up a picture of your daughter, she only get 8. I hope that little bitch learn how to fight, because you and her look alike. Her life gonna be hard as shit. Your daughter gonna be hard to want. My daughter gonna be hard to get. Your daughter gonna be hard to duck. My daughter gonna be hard to hit. My daughter gonna be called my daughter. Your daughter gonna be called a bitch. She gonna fucking suck every nigga that give her attention. And after she do, they gonna say, Sally, I need my space. She gonna be getting bent over in them Bent Harbor backwoods getting trains ran on her. And when you ask her where she been, she gonna say, Daddy, it was a date. Your daughter gonna have high insecurities and low self-esteem because she grew up with a gap and look like daddy in the face. Your daughter gonna be a little broke bitch. She gonna do anything for a pair of Reeboks. Your daughter gonna be a little broke bitch. She gonna do anything for a pair of Reeboks. She gonna say, tie me, and I'ma watch her suck 60 of our men nuts in seconds. She's a G-shot. Then she gonna meet me. I'ma kidnap that bitch. Drag her by her hair. No. Drag her by her hair. Then bitch slap that bitch. Put her out on the strip. I don't give a fuck if she's 6. If 30 niggas give me $30, then she's sucking 30 niggas' dicks. Bitch. Your daughter gonna know what brain is before she know what a brain is. Your daughter gonna know what a train is before she know what a train is.
Chill.
I'm gonna make sure every nigga on earth don't have to plan it in order to drive a spaceship in her anus. Your daughter gonna suck a lot of dick as a child. She gonna know how to put the head in her mouth and turn it all the way around like an owl. That bitch's nickname gonna be Wow, cause she gonna be the only class slut bitch in Harvard that can blow a nigga's head off and he walk away with a smile. I'm gonna make that little bitch whore for me. When I step out the bed, your daughter's head gonna be the floor for me. I'm gonna make her fuck the little niggas on my block just so they walk to the store for me. She probably try to run away to Mexico. That's cool. I'm gonna have my goons check her for the king and drag her back across the board for me. Watch what you say out your mouth. Don't get it swollen, Rock. You already risked your life battling me in my city. Don't get it stolen, Rock. When I dump them in my boat and drive up Lake Michigan, guess what I told the cops? I'm innocent, officer. I was just throwing rocks. You lost round one, you lost round two, you lost round three, and you a damn clown. Five words after this for this bitch. Go sit your ass down.
All right, so you guys just heard that. And, you know, I have no words for that. Like, that is just disgusting. It's gutter. But let me go ahead and break everything down. So after I posted that yesterday on Instagram, and I also posted on my Facebook page, I'm assuming this guy has to know who I am. He might even have possibly been a tea sipper. I don't know. But when I posted on my Facebook page, literally within 5 minutes, this dude replied onto my Facebook page and he told me to go to his Instagram page if I wanted to talk shit to him. So I took screenshots. And as you see on the screenshots, at that time, there was only 67 reactions and everybody's comment was saying just now. So he had to have been there when I was posting this and seeing that I was talking about him. And so initially I thought it was a troll, but then when I went to go look up the Instagram account, it was the same Instagram account that somebody else posted in my comment section on Instagram showing who the rapper, the freestyle battle was. So that was definitely him on my page. But of course, when I went to the Instagram page, you couldn't say anything to him. You couldn't talk shit to him because his page was private. So it's like, what are you talking about, bruh? You want all this smoke, but your page is not even public. So anyways, the whole situation was just so disturbing. It caused a lot of dialogue. A lot of people are really upset that I had so many young girls contacting me, even young girls in that comment section, leaving comments about how they were literally crying watching this. Okay. So then he took to his Facebook page and he claimed that, you know, come in the morning, he was going to explain everything and possibly, okay, apologize. He says, I pissed a lot of people off today. I mean, all around the world pissed them off. I made a lot of people happy today too. You're welcome if you are either. So people were going off on him on his Facebook page. And then at that point, he was acting like he couldn't read people's comments that were, you know, that were replying back to him. Then he went on to state that he was going to address everything in the morning. So, of course, I don't follow him. So one of my tea sippers, she was already a follower of his page. She ended up recording a few snippets from his live stream this morning. So I want you guys to go ahead and check this out. And I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
Really sad. Okay. So he didn't have a kid. So why was you talking about it? It's a fucking battle. It's a verse that was wrote. I can write a verse about anybody. You don't know him just like you don't know me. So therefore, you fail for it. That's the point. I paint a picture on you. You're a disgrace to the black community. Black people is a disgrace to the black community. Pretty sure more of y'all motherfuckers killed each other than I did in battle rap. Y'all, black people kill each other all the time. Talk shit about who broke all this shit. Shut the fuck up. You alone seeing a child in that way is just weird. No, I'm not. I don't see a child like that. It's a battle. It's a battle. After the video, we don't need to know you, but you do know me. So it doesn't matter. You're never going to forget. You watched it, bitch. So you're black yourself, clearly. What else? Come on, man. Weak ass excuse for a man. Yeah. Okay. What else? You a weak ass excuse for a bitch. You don't even have a daughter. Y'all stupid as fuck about that too. Y'all followers. That man don't even have a daughter. He don't even have a daughter at all. Flat out. So y'all dumb as fuck for that. Of course I won. What the fuck is you talking about? He don't even got a- And then y'all like, oh, he's a colorist. He's this, da 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 da. How the fuck I'm gonna be a colorist, dog? I'm a nigga. I'm black. Oh, you said she's light skin. Bro, I don't give a fuck about who light skin, about who dark skin. All I see is green, bitch. All I see is green. Stop fucking playing with me. I don't give a fuck about who light skin, who dark skin. It was a battle. You're supposed to say disrespectful shit. I don't give a fuck about a color. You know what I'm saying? White bitches, white niggas, black niggas. I don't give a fuck if you light, dark, none of that. I don't give a fuck about a color. Hey, sorry, I said suck my dick. I already addressed that. Yes, we understand there's no rules or boundaries, but what you said was colors. There's no rules or boundaries. What the fuck are you talking about? That's like saying, I'm not understanding what you're saying. Like, we in a fighting ring, but there's no fighting. When you punched him, that wasn't acceptable. But we're fighting. What the fuck are you saying? I'm not saying nothing. I'm finna get off this live. I mean, I got shit to do, man. I got shit to do, y'all. Majority of y'all followers, man. Y'all got a thing for a pair of Reeboks. It's not considered foul. Are you stupid or just mentally sick? It was disrespectful. That was the point. Why not just insult him? Why the kid? There wasn't no fucking kid. He doesn't even have a daughter. What the fuck are you talking about? White people being white, so they would never use that. Okay, I guess you know all white people in the world. Next time you have something negative to say about black women, write that shit down and give it to your black ass mama. Fuck black women. Fuck white women. Fuck all women. Fuck you, bitch. If I wrote it down to my mom and gave it to her, she gonna say, if you say that shit to somebody in the battle, you gonna fuck them up.
Honey, okay, so y'all just watched his response. And all I saw in his response was a bunch of deflection, arrogance, took no personal responsibility. And most of all, I didn't hear a damn apology in that live stream. Granted, it wasn't the whole stream, but his arrogant attitude was so disgusting. And for him to say that he cannot be a colorist because he's black, he's insane. Some of the biggest colorists out here are other damn black people, particularly dark-skinned black men. They tend to be the biggest colorists in the community. So you're definitely wearing that colorist hat proudly, sir, okay? You are definitely a colorist, and everything you said in that battle is a reflection of the self-hate that you really have for yourself, okay? Another thing that bothered me is that he's saying that, okay, well, his opponent doesn't really have a daughter, so everybody's dumb. My thing is this, regardless if he has a daughter, no daughter, or 10 sons, that doesn't negate the words that came out of your mouth, okay? I'm tired of people defending him and saying it was just, you know, hypothetical. This hypothetical daughter represents a lot of people's real daughters, okay? Real dark-skinned daughters, real sensitive daughters, real daughters who are going through colorism on a daily basis by people in their own community. The thing that's so sad about this is that it definitely took me back to a place being in junior high, being in high school, you know, being the butt of jokes and things like that. And the sad thing is a lot of the stuff that he was saying in his rhyme is the way that people really treat dark-skinned women. You know, I remember even growing up, I was never one of the pretty girls. Nobody ever equated TT and pretty, ever. It was always, oh yeah, I know TT, she's cool, or she's funny, or that's the homegirl. Those were my monikers. Funny, cool, you know what I'm saying, the homegirl. It was never, oh TT, oh the pretty girl, or pretty T, or none of that. But all my light-skinned friends and mixed friends, regardless if they were bad chicks or not, okay, just because you light-skinned don't make you no bad chick, okay, let's keep that real. But regardless of how pretty or not pretty they always had that moniker attached to them. Oh, pretty such and such, oh, red bone such and such, oh, bad such and such, oh, beautiful such and such. So I learned at a very early age that dark skin, for whatever reason, is not seen on the same pedestal as light skin. You can have a badass chocolate girl with a nice body, pretty face, but she will not be seen as beautiful as somebody who's just like a mediocre light-skinned person. That's just the truth. And that's because of people like this in society who love to perpetuate colorism. You know, the things that he said in his rap that really bothered me, because even if this was a hypothetical daughter, this is how he really sees himself and possibly even his own children. What bothered me is when I went onto his Facebook page, I saw pictures of him with three little girls, two of which are dark-skinned girls with natural hair. The other daughter is lighter skin and she has natural hair as well. So I find that very funny that you're talking shit about his hypothetical dark-skinned daughter, but yet and still you have not one but two real life dark-skinned daughters, and those are the words that come out of your mouth? This man literally sat there and said this: when I post my light-skinned daughter's picture, she gets 500 likes. Your daughter gets 8. Basically insinuating, and this has a lot of truth behind this, because we can take platforms as the Shade Room and other big platforms. When they post mixed or racially ambiguous or light-skinned women, there are thousands of comments, thousands of likes. All the blue check marks are commenting. But whenever it's a dark-skinned woman, there's not as many comments, there's not as many likes. Even when they post children, if the kids are mixed or racially ambiguous, all types of comments and praises on these kids' features. But when it's a full black child, it's not the same amount of love. It's not the same amount of comments. So that's sad that he would even perpetuate that as opposed to calling it out and trying to stop BS like that. Then he goes on to say the following. I hope you learn to fight because you and your daughter look alike. Insinuating that because the daughter looks like her black father, because that's a black, dark-skinned man on that stage, insinuating because the daughter has those Negroid features, she's not going to be as good and that she needs to learn how to fight. I mean, that is like really some sick stuff. That just shows you how deep-rooted this self-hatred is in our community. That she needs to fight because her features are not thin and small and European-esque. That's really sick. Then the part that like really was the dagger is when he says, her life is going to be hard as shit. Your daughter is going to be hard to want. My daughter is going to be hard to get. So insinuating because once again, this little hypothetical girl who's 6 years old because she's dark skinned, because she has, you know, just regular normal Negroid features, that she's going to be hard to want. Meanwhile, his light skinned daughter is going to be hard to get. Because everybody wants the light skin, you know, red bone pretty girl. I mean, this is some sick stuff. And when we call this out, oh, we're bugging. You dark skinned women are too sensitive. Y'all take everything personal. What other race of men do things like this? I don't even see light skinned black men doing shit like this or mixed men getting up on a platform and going at other light skinned people. I've never seen a light skinned dude just dog out red bones, dog out light skinned women. It's always the dark skinned dudes who sit here and perpetuate the bullshit and go at dark skinned women constantly. Dark skinned women are always the butt of the joke. And it's really sad. And that is why I have the platform that I have. And that is why I speak on things like colorism. And this is why I hold everyone accountable in the colorism hierarchy. From the dark-skinned women who perpetuate the ratchetness, the over-sexualization and the bullshit, to men like this, to even light-skinned people who love to get the praises, you know what I'm saying, and sit back and watch the fuckery happen to black women. They never speak out and they never condemn it. I hold everybody accountable. So the colorism comments were very, very disturbing. But then he goes on to sexualize a six-year-old child and talk about, you know, making a six-year-old child suck your peen and 30 grown men's peen for $30. Sir, are you serious right now? Do you know how many young black girls are sexualized, are molested, and are abused? And when they try and speak out and when they tell their story, they're dismissed. And if they're dark-skinned girls, it's definitely a wrap. Nobody wants to hear about their stories, their trauma, any of that. And for you to perpetuate that and for you to sexualize a six-year-old dark-skinned child, you're basically using your platform to say that it's okay to sexualize, abuse, and molest this child based on nothing more than something that she cannot help, which is her skin tone. You're basically saying that she's worth less than trash. That somebody can give you $30 and you would make a six-year-old suck up 30 men. That is disgusting. Those rhymes came from the pits of hell. Those are not rhymes that would come out the mouth of a caring, loving father. No father would think that gutter about a six-year-old child. And if I was the baby's mother, I don't know if they all got the same mama or different moms, I'd be giving his ass the side eye, for real, because something about that is not right. This man is literally on stage, not only perpetuating colorism, but perpetuating molestation and pedophilia. Are you serious right now? Has battle rap gotten that gutter? Have we gotten that low in the battle rap culture that this is acceptable? Then you got the crowd, ooh, and awing? Are y'all serious right now? Y'all are grown adults and y'all are condoning this? What other culture literally pays people to degrade and talk down to their own people? Why is everything negative and horrible and demeaning attached to black culture and hip hop? I don't see no other genres sitting around roasting and going down in the gutter towards their own people. I only see this in the black community. I'm not saying that there's no white people who battle rap, but you don't have the whole white culture sitting there airing out all their dirty laundry and just saying bullshit like this. It's only in the black community that you would see this. It's only in the black community that a dark-skinned man would be so comfortable to get up on a platform like that and say the words that he said. Not one person chastised him. Not one person booed him. Not one person stopped the battle and said, you know what, this is too far. And he doesn't care because he feels like, you know what, this is how I make my money. I got paid. I won. Why are we paying people to degrade our own people? Why are we paying people to plant seeds like that in the community and to the rest of the world? Imagine how the rest of the world is looking at black folks right now. Like, damn, your own men don't even protect y'all or y'all's children. Y'all's children are so not worth anything that they're willing to degrade them in a battle rap. Those rhymes were sickening and they were sad. And for you to take no accountability and for you to be very dismissive and very arrogant is really sad, G-Cass. I really thought you were going to come on the next day after you slept on it and maybe reflected and apologized sincerely, but you didn't do that. You let your arrogance get the best of you. But now what's funny is that I went to go check your page, you know, not even about an hour ago, and your page was completely deleted. So your Instagram page is gone. So clearly all that arrogance and bravado was just a front. You can't handle the smoke and you're not ready for the smoke. Hence why you deleted your Instagram page. This is really disgusting that we allow things like this to go on. I cannot tell you how many young girls were in my comment section literally stating that they were in the comments crying as they're watching this. People send me messages. They're in tears. It took them back to, you know, horrible spots in their childhood. Like, why is this okay? Why would you think to rhyme something like that? And the sad part is you still have black men in my comment section trying to defend it and saying, well, this is just battle rap. If you don't like it, don't watch it. And it's like, no, we didn't go to go watch it. This was viral, so we're talking about it. But how can you come at me and tell me that I shouldn't watch it if I don't like it, but you're not holding the man accountable for the bullshit that he said? How in what society is that okay to talk and to demean a child, hypothetical or not? Because many of us are parents. In what society is that ever seen as okay? We have a lot of work to do. And it's sad that it's mainly black men who sit here and perpetuate the colorism that you see. And you notice most of the black outlets, they're not even talking about it. They're not even posting it. Because again, it's always okay to go at dark-skinned women. It's always okay to disrespect dark-skinned women, make them the butt of all jokes, and then roast them online. And it's sad because everything he was saying, a lot of men really feel that way when it comes to dark-skinned women. They're the least wanted, least desirable, they're ratchet, they're overly sexualized, you know, just all the bullshit stereotypes that's attached to dark skin for some reason. But it's funny if it's a light skin or a mixed person behaving in the same way, being overtly sexual, out here thotting, it's seen as cute, it's seen as spicy, it's okay. So it's really sick. It's a really, really sick mentality out here. And it's really sad. And we need to start holding people accountable. You know, a lot of folks were saying, well, what can we do about this? This is crazy. What I will say to all dark-skinned women and dark-skinned girls, at the end of the day, we can't control what men do. I can't control what he does. He can't control what I do, right? But what you can control is yourself. So this is why I hold women accountable for the rappers that they support, the actors and entertainers that they support. When people show you their true colors, believe them the first time. That's how that man really feels. Fuck the whole, oh, it's just hypothetical. Nah, bruh. That's how you really feel. So now when he drops his mixtape or his album, there better not be one dark-skinned woman purchasing that shit, supporting that shit, retweeting that shit. When he goes and goes against his next opponent at the battle rap, there better not be one dark-skinned woman in the house. That is how you speak with your dollars. You speak with your dollars. You speak by taking your dollars away. You speak by unfollowing these people, unliking them. Like I always tell you guys make people popular based on the likes, based on the follows. Once you stop that, they will learn to behave accordingly. And I feel so bad for the young girls who are growing up in this generation, because even if men, when we were growing up, had an issue with dark skin, like, you know, as far as celebrities, they kept that shit behind closed doors, okay? We were raised on music where Tupac told us, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. This generation is being raised on music where, you know, rappers like Lil Wayne say, that bitch would look better red. Kodak Black saying, I don't want no black bitch, I'm already black. They are being thrown colorism jabs at them 24/7 by these entertainers, by these rappers, especially on social media, in these different comment sections. So they're bombarded 24/7 with words and with energy that's telling them they're ugly. They're not good enough. Nobody wants them. When I get those emails and those DMs, that shit breaks my heart. When I got to sit here and talk to a 14-year-old girl like she's my own child and tell her she needs to keep her head up. You know what I'm saying? This too shall pass. That is sad. because that's one of y'all's daughters. I don't have no daughters. I got sons. That is really sad. And it's affecting a lot of these girls' self-esteem in this generation. And that's why I will continue to hold people accountable. And I will continue to preach to young girls, hold your head up. Be confident. Carry yourself a certain way. Because they want you to be ratchet. They want you to be a stereotype. So that way they can use it as an aha moment to demean a whole complexion of females. They love it.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
So y'all just seen the video. That's the video I posted the other day. And it's ironic because when I posted that, I did have, you know, a few light-skinned people, you know, kind of feel some type of way. Like, well, shouldn't you be saying, you know, all women, you know, confident women? No. This is about dark-skinned women. Because the difference is you guys are always praised no matter what. No matter how mediocre or how bad, lighter-skinned people are always praised in society. It's not y'all's fault. I'm not blaming y'all. I'm not hating. That's just what it is. Just like with dark-skinned women always being demeaned. It's not our fault. It's just what it is. So when I post stuff, I post things specifically to uplift dark-skinned women because I know every other month it's going to be some colorist fuckery coming down the pipeline. And within 24 hours of posting that TikTok, here we go. Every month it's some colorist fuckery. And it's sad and it's getting old and I'm tired of it. I'm grown, so for the most part, I can handle it. I can absorb it in and be like, you know what? He ain't talking to me. I got my shit together. Whatever. Fuck him. But it's the young girls that I worry about. It's the young girls who don't have the proper role models who are letting this affect them that I really worry about. Because everywhere they turn, they're being told they're not good enough. You got young black girls making up dances on TikToks. The pretty little white girls come and take their dances. They get all the praise, all the sponsorship deals, all the money. Meanwhile, the black girls are crying like, well, hold on. That was my dance. It's like we're constantly disrespected. And it's one thing when it's, you know, so-called white supremacy, but it's another thing when it comes from your own. That's the shit that hurts even worse because we all know what white supremacy is about. We all understand the system of white supremacy. But when it comes from our own, those daggers hurt way worse. And me personally, I'm tired of it. I am sick and I'm tired of it. And that's why I post the videos that I post, even on TikTok, just having fun, showing, you know, as a dark-skinned woman, you can be pretty, you can be funny, you can be smart, you can be articulate. You don't have to be out here shaking your ass, taking off all your clothes. You can carry yourself a certain way and be very multifaceted. And we need more black women, especially dark-skinned black women, to show that side of ourselves. We've seen enough people out here twerking and showing everything they have. We need to see other black women out here handling their business, especially dark-skinned black women, so these dark-skinned black girls have something to look up to. Because this situation is just sad and disgusting. And to all the young girls running across this video, especially if you're a dark-skinned young girl and you run across that battle rap, please keep your head up. Please know that those words that are coming out that man's mouth, they're not a reflection of you. They're not about you. They're a reflection of him and his self-hatred and his internal demons that he needs to deal with. Do not make his issues your own issues. You keep on walking around with your head up like the little queens that you are. And all the negative people and the people who try and bring you dark energy like him, cut them off. Don't even engage. These people need to learn to respect black women, especially dark-skinned black women, by hook or crook. Period, point blank. You show disrespect, we speak with our dollars. Because at this point, what I saw and what I witnessed in that battle rap was disgusting. That was not rap. There was no cadence. There was no flow. That was some bullshit. I know rap. That wasn't rap. That was a dude struggling because he was probably losing in the battle. So let me go as low as I can. Let me go to the shock factor. It's no different than these broads on Instagram who can't dance. They can't dance, so all they do is twerk. That's the same thing he did. Let me deflect from the fact that I have no choreography skills. I really have no talent. So let me just bend over and shake my ass. That's the same thing he did. Let me deflect from the fact that I really am losing this battle right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the baddest battle rapper out here. So let me go to the shock value. Let me go to the lowest common denominator. Let me go down to the gutter because I'd rather shock people to get attention than actually rap some real talented stuff. So don't be fooled. This was not hypothetical. This was not always just a battle rap. The energy that he put out there, it's sadly going to manifest because unfortunately, You have a lot of kids who look up to these rappers and these battle rappers and these entertainers. So what he just did was basically speak a bunch of negativity, low vibrational bullshit into the ether, into the atmosphere. And the younger generation is going to absorb that. And those young boys are going to think that is how I treat a black woman, especially a dark skinned black woman. She ain't shit. She's beneath me. And he's co-signing it. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. Especially being a father of daughters. You should be ashamed of yourself. That battle rap was disgusting. Anyways, Jai, I think I've ranted enough. Honey, I got to calm down because just thinking about that just pisses me off more and more. Anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Let me know your thoughts on this entire crazy situation concerning G-Cass basically coming out with this disgusting battle rap and then him trying to defend himself and say, well, it was only, you know, it was just hypothetical, so it don't matter, as if that negates anything. How do you guys feel about this situation? How do you feel about people who are excusing this and saying, well, it's battle rap, that's battle rap culture, y'all need to get used to it and stop complaining? Do you guys agree with them, or do you feel like they're just as colorist? That's why they're making the excuses that they're making. And then last but not least, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Make sure you guys thumbs up and share the video. Last but not least, don't forget to hit the notification bell so that we can be down with the notification squad. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. All right. Deuces.